All right, it's cloudy and cool out there, as it often is this time of year. We'll take a look at the weather forecast coming up again in just a few minutes. All right, you're in a management position. Your job is to hire the best employees available. Where do you find them, and why can't you find more of them? Our next guest has written about that extensively. She is a business consultant, and her book is Evergreen Talent, A Guide to Hiring and Cultivating a Sustainable Workforce. Roberta Chinsky-Madison on the line with us right now. Roberta, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, what led you to write this book?
Well, it was really interesting. You know, when I wrote this book, it was, you know, the unemployment was at a record low level. And I thought to myself, could it possibly get even lower? And lo and behold, it did.
Sure did.
So I looked out at the horizon and I said, you know, there's things that organizations can do and things that my clients are doing in order to attract the talent that they need to fuel their business growth. And so I thought it would be very helpful for other people to know about, you know, things they could do in order to fill jobs.
We live in an age right now where a lot of employers are saying that they can't find enough workers to fill the jobs that are out there. And at the same time, people are saying, look, I'm looking for a better job. I just can't seem to find work. How does this happen?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because about 2 minutes ago, I pushed the send button on an article I wrote on this very same topic. And that's because there's a disconnect, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, everybody's looking for that shiny new penny. You know, they all want that, you know, fresh grad or somebody who's gainfully employed. And we all want what maybe we can't have. But on the other side of that coin, there are terrific people out there who, you know, due to circumstances beyond their control, may not be working. They may not look like your ideal candidate. But if you are able to uncover these people who are, quite frankly, hidden in plain sight, you will have a much better chance of hiring and having these people stay, because you've given them an opportunity when others haven't.
Yeah, that's and you're right about that. Using the analogy, I mean, obviously the title Evergreen Talent, Guide to Hiring and Cultivating a Sustainable Workforce, you use kind of a gardening metaphor, don't you?
I do, because, you know, many people think that talent is planted and they'll take root wherever they're planted. And that's not really true. If the conditions aren't right, you know, there's not going to be any growth. If the organization isn't investing in their people, if they're not nurturing them, if they're not, you know, taking care of them just like your garden, you know, people are just going to die. They're going to die and, you know, on the vine. And if they die and they're still in your organization, that's even a bigger problem.
That buzzword, I hate to even say buzzword because I think buzzword is a buzzword, but you hear a lot of people talk about employee engagement. What's your take on engagement? How do you engage employees?
Honestly, I mean, I knew exactly what you were going to ask when you just started with that buzzword. The problem is employee engagement is an outcome. It is not a program. And so what's happening is that companies are spending billions of dollars on employee engagement when it's much more simple. It's very simple to actually engage an employee. And you can start by having something that we call conversations, right? You can start by talking to your people. You can start by demonstrating that you really would miss them if they went away tomorrow. You can pay them a fair wage for their contribution. There are so many things you can do that don't require, you know, an annual 50-question survey. And when people get these surveys, they're like, oh, yeah, here we go again. We're going to tell management everything that's wrong, and then they're going to ignore us, which makes them even more disengaged.
But I just wonder where that disconnect comes from, because, I mean, managers start as, rank and file employees themselves in a lot of cases. I mean, they know what it's like to have an entry level job. How do they forget what that's like and how much some praise, some input, means to their employees?
Well, I think you're making an assumption that everyone has started as a rank and file employee. Mm. So when I was 24 years old, I was promoted into the executive suite. And I write about that in my book, Suddenly in Charge. And I've got to tell you, I was not prepared for that role. And I didn't get any training. Nobody hired a coach for me. And so, you know, many leaders today are tossed into management. They may be the last person that's still with the company, and their anointed manager. Yet these organizations are not investing in coaches for their leaders. Some of them aren't even willing to, you know, reimburse them to buy a management book. And so, again, it goes back to this scenario where we just assume because you have this job title that you automatically know what to do. And that is not the case.
That's a really good point. Managing accounts, managing projects is not the same as managing people. Managing people is a skill that that has to be learned and cultivated along the way, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
The book, again, is called Evergreen Talent, A Guide to Hiring and Cultivating a Sustainable Workforce. This book is for whom, Roberta? I guess anybody that's in a management position and having trouble or at least some challenges finding a competent workforce, right?
It is, but it's also for business owners who want to fill their organizations with top talent, and it's for executives who are responsible for the outcome of their departments and how well they do. And it's for anyone who's a leader who wants to hire the best and keep the best.
All right. Good stuff. Roberta, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.